I'm not really used to coming for a Sichas Musar. A Sichas Musar usually has a very different context than a class. There's a different context to Musar than there is to Machshava. In general, certainly what we're used to, and the context we're used to, a class and Machshava, the purpose is to give us a range, to understand the complexity of a situation, to understand that the topic at hand is less simple than it seems, is deeper than it seems. In Musar, the object is usually the opposite. In Musar, usually the object is to take from the complexity and try to bring l'maaseh, and try to focus in and simplify and come in and simplify so that you can walk away with, as the Ramban says in his Igeres HaRamban, "Techapes be'asher lamadito, im yesh bo dover asher tucha lekaimo." We see a tremendous contrast between the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, is misakin, summarizes, or brings together Esav in his situation of trial and tension, and Yaakov in this parsha when he hits a moment of tension. Last week, in Parshas Vayetze, when Esav, or beforehand, 2 weeks ago, when Esav was dealing with his point of tension, and Chazal point out how complex that day was, and that he was thrown into Isurim of Arayos and Kashrus and Ritzicha, and all sorts of averos which were placed at Esav's plate. And despite that, the only one which the Pasuk focuses in on, or the Pasuk describes, is Vayivez Esav et HaBachora. He showed disdain and disrespect for the Bachora. Yaakov Avinu, in his point of tension, when he was standing on the line and the Malach approached him and was struggling with him, he was being grabbed and he was grabbing and he wouldn't let go, and he said, "Not until you give me a bracha." He was sitting there injured. And where the point, at that point of tension for Esav, finishes off with a "just take it." And the point of tension with Yaakov finishes off with grabbing on while he's injured and says, "I'm not letting go until you give me a bracha." The Ramchal, in his Akdamah to Mesilas Yesharim, expresses something very important and very novel. And he says that this world is here to surround the concept of Hana. This is not a world which is here for us to suffer through and therefore and then get some schar at some point. This world is in order to build to a point where we are capable of attaining and receiving hana. There's an old story / joke / threat
around, which floats around in Bnei Brak, about a person who struggled,
did the right thing, tried to do the right thing, trying to do what everyone expects from him, but like is krechting through the whole thing and complaining through the whole thing, and like sits there and is like, is learning because he has to learn, and is doing everything and becomes a cold person because he has to, and doing everything, but like krechting through the whole thing. And then he goes to Shamayim, and he walks into Gan Eden, and standing there is a shtender, and a Gemara, and a Shulchan Aruch, and a Mesilas Yesharim, and he starts to pull his hair out. He says, "No! I was expecting like all of the hanas, all of the simchas. What's going on? I worked all of this so that I can keep doing more of this." And the Ramchal says, "Yes." Not yes that it's for this. No, you spent your entire time, you spent all of those times trying to get to the point where you could appreciate Ruchnius. Where you could be that Yaakov Avinu who could say, what I want is a bracha, what I want is Ruchnius. The difference between Yaakov Avinu and Esav, as summarized by a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah, is that one, at the end of the day, Vayivez et HaBechora, he didn't care about the Ruchnius. He didn't get hanah from the Ruchnius. That's not what he wanted. That's not where his geshmak came from. It's not what he loved. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah says, despite all of our mitzvah, he says, we have mitzvahs of Talmud Torah which happen at all different times. He says, but then there's something called Keter Torah. Keter Torah? He says, Keter Torah, even though mitzvahs of Limud Torah happens during the day and the night, Keter Torah, the crown of Torah, you only get at night. Now, we're not talking about, it's not a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. It's not something, he already clarified that for us. You know what the night is? The night is when your schedule is done. And now you have your own time. You can get the mitzvah of Lima Torah by saying, okay, now I have to learn. Okay, now I have to do a mitzvah. Okay, now I have to. To have a Keter Torah is someone who, when their day is done, I've done all my responsibilities, I'm all finished, and now I say, you know what? I want to grab another little piece. Now, on my own time, I want to learn a little. But you know what? The example there is from Lima Torah. The same is true for a mitzvah sachet, for any ruchnius. The person who walks in and says, gets the knock on the doorbell, he says, okay, there's a mitzvah to knock. Smile on your face, and they come and they're mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah. Aval keter tzedakah, to be a balas chesed, when we get to Shamayim, says the Maral, we're going to be osek in Ruchnius. Here is where we have to build our appreciation for Ruchnius. We want to get to the point where we enjoy Ba'olam Hazeh, where we get more nachas and more simcha from bracha and from bechora. That we're a type of person who's a Ben Yisrael, a Ben Yaakov Avinu, who's the type of person who at some point, and we have to try to get there, but our dream is that we get to a point where
something which is more, which is of greater midos, is more aesthetically beautiful to us. We prefer being around a situation which is expressive of ruchnius. That a scenario, I'd rather live in a more simple and less ostentatious house, which is expressive of my ruchnius, than necessarily, even if you were going to hand me something for free, but didn't necessarily express the things which I enjoy, something less unabashed. I appreciate something more expressive of my sensitivities. There's something which I'm nana from when I'm around pleasantness. I get greater nachas when I see my child having wonderful midos. I look in the mirror, there's something more beautiful when something is understated than when something is overstated. That's where we walk in. That's why the thing which was pointed at was Vayives at HaBechorah. It wasn't the function just of Esav. He walked into the Vayit of his father. Even if Rashi says that possibly it was Lo L'Shem Shamayim, but there are Rishonim who say that it wasn't Lo L'Shem Shamayim that he was Mechabed Esav. He wasn't trying to play a trick on his father, but he was just mimicking, but he didn't appreciate it. He didn't get Hanah from seeing his father smile, from his activities, from his Kibbutz Avraham. Now what the Ramchal is saying there is something which is very beautiful and at the same time very scary. It's very beautiful in the sense that the Ramchal says you're not just collecting mitzvos. You're trying to get to a point of where you do not want to let go of ruchnius. Point which the Kuzari describes that when you do a mitzvah, you want to try to get to the point where there's an honest simcha there. There's a real simcha there when you do a mitzvah. The way the Kuzari describes, he describes a situation of when you come to the table and you're about, he says, that's why you make a bracha. You make a bracha because your bracha, as you sing the bracha of Asher Ki Vesharnu B'Mitzvotav, he says, you should imagine that is a personal invitation to a table of Kedusha. Baruch Atah Hashem, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for inviting me into an opportunity of Kedusha. He says, this shouldn't be an inner fight. Says it is an inner fight. It's a normal inner fight. This is not something we're expected to be born with. It's something we want to work towards. But it's a goal. This is the simcha of Torah, the simcha of working to a point where b'zeh ani ne'aneh, I get a geshmak from being kind. When I see things which are kind, they're more beautiful to me. They're more drawing to me. I feel uncomfortable being in a situation where someone's embarrassing someone, or someone's being mevazeh b'choro, or someone's making fun of someone or something, or being mezalzel on something important. It's physically uncomfortable for me. I don't feel comfortable in that situation. And then the Ramchal says, if you work on that b'olam hazeh, that you want to grab onto ruchnius at every opportunity, that whilst you're going through a struggle, you're saying, not until you give me a bracha. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the struggle which I'm having right now, and it's hard to get up in the morning, or it's hard to this, but I want the bracha of ruchnius. He says, if you're able to do that, then when a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you ruchnius, you will be na-na. when he hands you more nachas, or more opportunities for ruchnis, you will have pleasure. Okay? We don't know when we go to Shammai. There are all different chazals. And the Rambam talks at length in his Akdama to Perek Achelek about why chazal describe things in different ways when we get to Shammai. And that's why the Rambam says, we never work for Shammai. He goes further than the Ramchal. He says, we're not preparing for real ruchnios. He says, the ruchnios we're going to get is kol kulo here. We do emes, we should be besimcha when we know we're doing something truthful and right. We don't do, working for olam haba is called lo lishma, says the Rambam. Or it's avoda mitoch yira, he says somewhere else. He says, you better enjoy doing it now. That doesn't mean only do what you enjoy. It means to enjoy, to start to try to enjoy what you want to do. That's our avoda, to be b'nei Yisrael. That as we walk into a struggle, we say, when I get out of the struggle, I want to say thank you. And I want a bracha. And I want you to give me a name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which adds Shem Hashem to my name when I struggle searching for ruchnius. There were lots of differences between Esav and Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose vayives and grasping to be the distinction which we talk about Beferish in the Torah when we come to a struggle. We're struggling, we have the opportunity this year to struggle over so many good things. This is a struggle of a climbing up a ladder struggle. Those are great struggles. Those are struggles which we have to come out afterwards with whether we're climbing slowly up two rungs or three rungs or four, this should be an exciting struggle, not the frustrating, oh, but I've only climbed up two or only climbed up three, or this is an up struggle. This is a struggle of how many opportunities can I grab? Try to do it. When you're done with the struggle, say thank you. Say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the ruchnias which was placed into our hand. Okay? I know that the schedule here is hard and it can make us feel like we're doing it in Meira and like we have to. We have to stop every now and then. Say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for the opportunity of the greatest hana in the world. Ruchnias.